In the fallout of the failed coup in Turkey, there's fear among Christians. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, we're going to look at an aspect of the country's future that not a lot of people are considering right now. And then we'll switch gears and look at another story where it's never been easier to support a cause or to help with international missions right from home. It's an opportunity to pray and a chance to further the gospel in China. But first, as you're probably aware, Turkey's coup failed. The rebels wanted to preserve a secular Turkey, but President Erdogan survived the game of political chicken, and today he's widening the purge to take care of his enemies while also taking steps to secure more power. International Needs' Rody Rodehaver explains.
There's the belief that he wants to establish his own caliphate with himself as the leader of that. All of these things touch on freedoms that the people in Turkey enjoyed. And of course, as these things diminish, it will not be surprising that religious freedom also becomes diminished.
Problem is that in Turkey, diversity of religion has been guaranteed by the Constitution.
So as the Constitution loses its authority, we see a window of opportunity for freedom of religion.
The events of the last few days will create a need to reevaluate ministry strategy going forward based on the situation on the ground. Would you pray for wisdom?
It's going to behoove the Christian community to work very cautiously and to continue to serve Christ as they always have, but to be as wise as serpents and gentle as doves.
And yesterday we shared with you the importance of godly leadership in the ongoing violence in South Sudan. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International says they're meeting needs where they can and wow, but that the work being done to provide rescue and restoration is far more than a meal and shelter.
Children that come to us from the streets have suffered incredible trauma. And so a key part of what we do, particularly during those early days following the rescue, is working one-on-one, providing counseling, bringing them to a place where there is that emotional healing.
The impact of war isn't only traumatizing to the children and their families. Parker shares his concern for the caregivers who work every day in the chaos.
Our staff in South Sudan are fearful. They're fearful for their lives, they're fearful for their families and for their own homes. And so there's a real need to be providing support and care to our own people.
He's asking you to pray for Kids Alive during this difficult time, for the director, the staff, and for the kids.
Our prayer is that these will be young men and women who will grow up and make a difference in their community for God's glory.
And finally, it's always encouraging to see the impact that God's word can have on non-believers. In China, it's changing lives. Christian Resources International recently shipped $500,000 worth of Bibles and Christian books to be distributed there for free. CRI's Jason Wolford.
Now, through different conduits, we actually get some of those materials into mainland China, which is so exciting. And we've heard the stories of people sharing a page of a Bible or not having a Bible or a Christian book.
One way these books are changing lives is through CRI's women's ministry. See, women aren't always treated well in China, but through Christ, they're beginning to understand their true value.
One of the biggest things there is women who are not treated very well there. We're excited that we have a big women's ministry there where these women are getting God's word. They're reading their worth through the eyes of our Lord and Savior and our Father and the Holy Spirit, and they're just on fire for the Lord. And so we're so excited about that.
Are you interested in how you can get involved? You can learn more through the highlighted link in our web story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayercast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.